The Mike O'Mara Show.
Top 10 messages left on Barack Obama's answering machine. Here we go, number 10. Hi, it's Elliot Spitzer. Let's get some girls and celebrate. What? At number 9, John McCain here. I forgot why I called. Number 8. Hi, this is Al Gore. Don't make the same mistake I did and win the popular vote. Number 7. It's John McCain again. What is this, some kind of machine that answers the phone? Number 6. Number 6, this is John Kerry. Are you interested in a subscription to Sports Illustrated? Number 5. You've just made a powerful enemy of the pantsuit manufacturers of America. Number 4. Hi, it's Randy Jackson. Your last speech, little pitchy dog. Number 3. No, number 3, writer stuck on plane with Scott McClellan. Oh, that's too bad. Number 2, Hillary calling. I'm still prepared to offer you the vice president position. And the number 1 message left on Barack Obama's answering machine. Oprah here. I helped you get the nomination. Now will you help me get rid of Dr. Phil?
And now, live from the WJFK studios in the historic Radio District of Fairfax, Virginia, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
All right, I have a question.
Yes?
Who has cut off the air into our studio? That is just a little question here. There is no oxygen in this studio currently.
A little muggy, a little thick for
just
you?
Just a little gamey, I know. For first of all, let me get right to it. I'm going to introduce this gentleman. He's going to be with us for a good chunk of time today.
Yay.
Couldn't be more excited. Here he is from Fox 5, Mr. Tony Perkins.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
There he is.
Tony, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you. I brought a band with me.
As a weatherman, I can officially say it's hazy, hot, and humid in this studio.
We're going to get to weather talk. And normally I wouldn't trouble you with discussions about the weather, but I'm going to ask you about just yesterday. Because,
happy to talk about it.
Pretty amazing stuff. What's that? Oh, you're playing Dorothy music.
Yeah, da-da-da-da-da-da. It's the Wizard of Oz.
Before we get to everything, let me just say welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here is our phone number. Get on the line to get on the air. 877-365-3636. You can AOL instant message us at Mike O, WJFK. We will take your emails as well, omara@wjfk.com. And the website is up and running, MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Hooray!
You can still, Beth Ann, I'm not sure, can you still go to register?
Yes.
You can still go to register to qualify for $500 and a Nintendo Wii. We will take the first 10,000 people that register. Mm-hmm. Don't just go and look.
No, no looky-loos.
Give us your information so we can sell it to major corporations.
That's right.
That's the American way. You can download our podcasts, also give us instant feedback, and check out our fabulous photos.
Boy, can they give you instant feedback.
Yes, it's lovely.
Yes.
I love the instant feedback.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
You said that as though you might not like getting instant feedback.
Sometimes it's not so good.
It's always good when I read it.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Things that they say bad about you.
Yeah, you get an edited report.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I discount the things they say negative about Beth Ann.
That's good.
Because in just a weird way, you know I love you, Beth Ann, but in a very strange way, it just, when I read negative things about other people on the show, it makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm. Because they like you.
It's just the way I've always been.
Superiority. Who would say something negative about Beth Ann?
Everybody.
You'd be surprised, yeah.
Really?
TP.
Women haters. Women haters.
Women haters. Oh, I get it.
That's what they are.
Johnny Misogynista.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. He's out there all the time. Mm-hmm. Now, Beth Ann, you don't get a lot of negative feedback, do you?
I'm sure we all do.
Oh, really?
Not me. I just got here.
Stay around. It won't take long.
Until I said that.
Yeah. Well, I'm really looking forward to the... right now, seriously, because I live for the moment, what I am looking forward to is the effing air conditioning kicking on in this studio.
I can feel it over here.
Of course you can. It's probably freezing where you are, right? I'm in the same room about 8 feet away from you.
No, it's cooling down.
Can I ask a question? Because you're wearing a T-shirt. Buzz seems to be just wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
With nothing on. Pants.
Right, and I've got a shirt and a T-shirt. If I get too warm, can I take my shirt off?
Tony,
would you please?
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
If you get too warm, you can take it all off.
Well, that's right. It's radio.
It'd be anything you want.
And Beth Ann will assist you, and we will have a fantastic time.
If you'll assist her.
Katie will come in here.
Hey there. This is Katie, and I have a great ass.
There she is. Yes, sir.
She works here. That's right.
You know, this man over to my right, Mr. Burbank, Tony, I should tell you, as I was leaving last night, and we've been talking a lot about working out because I've got a trainer now, and I'm trying to lose some weight.
Yes.
You know, the nonstop battle of the fat guy trying to lose weight all the time. and we're talking about doing aerobics like on a treadmill or you're on an elliptical or some machine like that.
You're locked in place.
Just as we're walking out of here. And this is what I choose to open the show with today. Buzz looks at me and said, do you watch TV when you're working out? I said, yeah, sometimes I do. I said, when the trainer's there, obviously I don't. But when I'm on a machine, I always watch the tube. He said, you know what's the best thing to work out to? I said, why? He said, porno.
Porn.
You see, so I wrote down here, right? See, this was yesterday. I wrote this down. Buzz Burbank's porn workout.
That's right.
You could sell that.
I think I could.
Only you, Buzz Burbank.
Here's the deal. You know how time just drags on forever when you're on a stationary machine of any kind. Mm-hmm. And you try to watch television to take your mind off it. But if you're watching CNN or something, the time just continues to drag by.
And I find with the sound of the machine and the sound of the TV and the fact I'm deaf because of the headphone. I actually have trouble sometimes processing what they're saying.
You don't even need the sound. That's the great thing. Put on angry rock and roll music. Put on the TV. Put a porn, and then get on your stationary machine, whether it's a treadmill or whatever it is, and go to town.
How often
go to town?
I don't think he's just exercising his biceps
or
work and triceps.
Out.
Do you really, really do that?
I have, yes.
How many times out of, say, if you were going to work out 10 times, how many times would you actually do that?
Oh, out of 10? I'm going to say 8.
Oh, wow. Buzz!
Now, I have two questions.
The time flies.
I question the definition of the term go to town, first of all.
Exactly.
And rightly so,
right,
Tony.
Yeah. And number two, doesn't it over time, you do it eight out of 10 times when you work out.
Yeah, well, I haven't worked out much lately, so no, I haven't burned out on it yet.
But when you do, so when you go to porn for pleasure purposes, it seems to me it wouldn't have any effect because you're watching
it. Oh, no. It still works.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I have to pick, the right time when I'm alone in the house to do that.
Exactly. That's why I ask you, are you working out alone
tonight?
Just hope
the UPS guy doesn't come to the door.
Or do you?
A curious UPS guy. They never go beyond the front door.
Here's what Brown can do for you.
Gentlemen and ladies, I have a special phone call joining us right now all the way from the great state of Florida. Mm. Yes, of course, I remember him.
Yes.
Now, did you give him a heads up?
No.
You didn't give him?
Not at all.
Look me in the eye and tell me you didn't.
I'm telling
you
the truth.
He's calling on his own.
Yes.
Not after what I said in the office that I would fire him if he didn't call today.
Not at all.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Oh,
from Florida. Hi, Rob.
You know, it's ironic you would say that, Mike, because the purpose of this call is to tender my resignation.
He's going to work for Disney.
Rob, you're going to be working the monorail. Isn't that what it's going to be?
I just want to say greetings to all of you from fabulous Crap Cut Center.
That nice, is it?
All right, so let me see. We're talking you left on Tuesday, right? So Tuesday's a get settled day. Then Wednesday was your first full day in Disney.
In the Magic Kingdom. Yesterday we spent in the Magic Kingdom, Mike. And you know what? Here's the thing. It's not really a kingdom. It's just a series of buildings organized in such a way that they can get the temperature over 100 degrees.
Rob is in Disney World with his whole family.
That's got to be fun.
Rob, I know you planned this trip for about 8 years, and I know you're very, very excited. You know, Disney is a new thing to you. Don and I have done many broadcasts from Disney. We have been banned from Disney World because of doing wedgie checks with the customers. And
how do I get banned?
How are you finding the Disney? I've been dying to hear this. How are you finding the Disney experience?
Let me put it to you. I think it's best explained in a moment Carrie and I had yesterday when she came up to me after the kids were playing in Pooh's Magic Land of E. Coli. I forget the name of the attraction.
Uh-huh. And, she amazing.
Said, boy, you look miserable. And I said, yeah.
How hot is it down there, Rob?
The heat index yesterday was 107.
Beautiful. Oh, perfect. God. That's perfect weather for you. You love that kind of weather.
But it's amazing. It's always hotter in Disney World.
Yeah.
It really is.
Somehow they've got some sort of magical system. I went into the gift shop and asked if I could buy a Bibbidi Bobbidi Bazooka to kill myself.
He's rehearsed that one, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Spiewak.
Working on the stick. By the way, Katie says hi, Rob.
Oh, of course she does.
Yes, Katie misses you terribly down there.
And the other thing that I figured out is I've, after much searching, found the name of my autobiography. I figured it out yesterday.
Yes. Okay, let's hear it.
Rob Spiewak, the little boy who was almost too fat for Space Mountain.
Were you really almost? They almost didn't let you on because you were too fat?
They'll let anybody on, but I'm afraid that the thing didn't quite ratchet.
Oh,
unless
I, oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh,
the bar.
Yeah.
The little roller coaster bar that they put in your lap?
I had to go wider rather than out. I had to sort of spread my mighty girth.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, I was able to survive the ride with a minimum of discomfort.
How did you like Space Mountain's pretty cool, though, isn't it?
It was an awesome coaster, and I have the bruises to show for it.
Did everyone else survive it? Isn't that the one that's killed a few people?
Yeah, I saw no corpses. I smelled no rotting flesh, so I don't know.
Is that the one where, like, you can't see where you're going?
Right, yeah. There's a better one at Universal.
What's it called?
It's called Revenge of the Mummy. Are you going over to Universal, too?
We're going to hit Universal this weekend.
All right, now just tell me, you have to do this. If you go to Universal, mm-hmm. I believe it is the greatest roller coaster experience I have ever had. Go to Revenge of the Mummy. Wait in the line. Deal with that because it is so much fun. It's great.
One other thing about Universal.
I've not seen a single line since I've been here.
you're a lucky man. Yeah, there's nobody down there in Disney World.
Well, that was going to be my question.
I've not seen a single soul. The lines are, they keep telling us you're going to have a great day. The park is empty. Uh-huh. If this is empty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no idea what it must be like on a crowded day.
Rob, Tony Perkins, Fox 5 Morning News. how much time have you spent in line compared to how much time you've actually been on rides?
We did yesterday a full day at the Magic Kingdom. We're talking about 10:30 till 7 p.m.
Oh, God, he does marathon days.
I think we made six rides yesterday.
Wow.
What is wrong? Hold on a second. What time did you start?
10:30.
Yeah. 10:30. I mean, there was
You didn't like go back to your house or your hotel for a little break?
It's not even a ride an hour.
You see, the park closed at 7, so there was no chance to like go and come back. I was not aware of the massive shuttling system just to get you into the park.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's drive to tram to monorail to ox cart, and then you're just on Walt's Main Street where all you can do is buy ice cream. Oh, and also, here's a good trivia question. Did you know the actual motto of all the Disney parks?
No.
Get as much money as you possibly can from the people before they pass out due to heat stroke.
It's Latin, but I will give you the translation. Please exit through the gift shop.
Yeah, that's their big thing.
Yes, it is.
You have to understand the Disney Corporation, these are pioneers. They're pioneers in that people moving thing where you go back and forth in line. They're pioneers in having the rides exit. Now you get that in every theme park you go to where the rides exit at the gift shop.
Mm-hmm.
Besides Space Mountain, what have you been on?
We did the Haunted Mansion, which I actually thought was very cool.
Right.
What else did we do? We rode Buzz Lightyear's ride twice. Robert seemed to like that.
Is the haunt? I have to ask this, though, in fairness to the good people at Disney. Oh, screw the good people at Disney. Disney doesn't have, do they advertise
people.
Here?
Someday.
They must.
You never know.
I doubt it. I would say the Haunted Mansion. Isn't that antiquated? I went to the Haunted Mansion when I was 13 years old.
They say, Mike, it's been reimagined.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because didn't Eddie Murphy make a movie about the Haunted Mansion?
Exactly. He did that.
Didn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we did the Pirates of the Caribbean
ride.
That's
a classic.
That's what you have to. It's a small world.
I'm sorry, no, we did not do Small World, but we're going back to the Magic Kingdom tonight for more merchandise and fireworks.
And when you go over to Universal, no fires this time.
Okay, I'll keep my matches in my pocket.
Fortunately, that was out in L.A.
You
want to
say on the radio?
What?
You want to say, let me give you Robert. Hold on.
Oh, good. Yeah, absolutely.
How old is Robert?
He's running away. That's the most active.
How about Julia? Is Julia there? Can we talk to Julia?
Julia is here, yes. Hang on one second. Julia, here's the radio station.
Hello.
Hello, Julia. How are you, sweetheart?
Good.
Are you having a great time in Disney?
Yes.
Good.
Is your daddy getting all hot when he's walking around?
What?
Is your daddy all hot and sweaty now that he's walking around the park?
Yes.
Yeah. But are you having fun?
Yes.
What's the most fun ride you've been on, Julia?
Soarin'.
The what?
Soarin'.
Soarin'.
Soarin'?
Is it just like soaring like a bird?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That's fun, too. And mommy and daddy are getting along okay?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
wonderful. Are mommy and daddy staying in the same room?
What?
Are mommy and daddy still staying in the same room?
Yes.
Good. Oh,
that's good.
Jesus,
good.
Tony.
And your little brother's having a good time, too?
Okay.
Put your daddy back on the phone.
Okay.
I love Rob, are you there?
What did she say?
Tony Perkins said.
I feel like Art Lincoln. Don't lambast our guests.
No.
It's not important.
It was a fair question.
So you're at least the kids are having a good time, even though you're miserable, right?
Well, it goes in waves.
Yeah. Now, what time do you wind down? I mean, you usually get back to where you're staying, your accommodations at about 8 o'clock?
Tonight's going to be a late night, so we didn't start till noon today.
Ah. And when will you be enjoying your very first beer?
Probably when we visit the magical Epcot village known as Germany.
There you go.
That's the one. Rob's got the agenda there. Well, have a fabulous time, Rob.
We miss you.
I miss you guys, too. I'll be back as soon as I can, and I will give all of your greetings to all the fat people in motorized wheelchairs down here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Don't forget, shot glasses for all of us, please.
For everybody.
Me too.
I'll bring a shot glass if you promise to fill them as soon as I get home.
Absolutely. Rob, have a safe trip back home, and I hope your family has a kick-ass time down there.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon. See you,
Tony.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
That's the one and only Robert Spiewak. He is down there with family all the way down. I do, too.
I know you do.
You have no idea.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I really do. No, I'm kidding. I'm just working you.
Oh, no. There's
some
tension.
I'm working you.
See, people couldn't see that, the way you were looking at her.
Uh-huh. What are you playing now? Now, why did you race to play that when we brought up the moment of tension?
Wicked witch music.
It's like the scary part in Wizard of Oz.
Somehow it doesn't seem scary when you just hear it on the radio.
Not at this low level. No.
Do you know what she's trying to do? She's actually trying to like to change the subject. Right?
Oh.
Do you want me to ask Tony about tornadoes because he's a weather guy?
No,
he was sleeping when all that crap was going on because he had to get up early in the morning.
Sleep through that.
I was glued to my TV.
Were you really?
I was. I was.
Well, I've never asked you. I don't think I've ever asked you this question. Are you a bit of a weatherphile?
Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean, the idea that you do weather all the time and you've been doing most of your career, you get into it, right? You get into watching this?
It's not what I thought I would do with my life, but I'm into it. When I was a little kid, I was fascinated by tornadoes, partly because of The Wizard of Oz, as a matter of fact, and I used to live in fear. I grew up here, and even though we don't have tornadoes that often, or now we seem to. Every time I heard there was a tornado watch or warning, I was 9, 10, 11 years old, I was terrified.
Sure.
But I kept going to the window looking, kind of half hoping to see one.
Yeah.
I still don't know the difference between a watch and a warning.
You don't?
No.
I think I do.
Okay.
Let me try.
We'll test you.
All right. A watch is not as bad as a warning. A warning means you're gonna get a really good chance of getting something. A watch means there is potential for that in the general area.
That is absolutely right. Yes. If you hear a warning, congratulations.
Thank you very much. What do I get?
A T-shirt.
I want a shot glass from Disney World.
You're going to get that.
On Monday.
If you hear a warning, it means conditions are imminent. A tornado or funnel cloud may have been spotted. A tornado may be on the ground, so take cover. And all of that.
You know, you hear about how bad it was, and many people in the area, guys that do this for a living, were saying this was the worst they've ever seen as far as this type of system coming through, where there was one, then a break, then another one.
Yeah.
That just doesn't happen very often. Were there any actual tornadoes that touched down?
Last I heard, none had been confirmed, but I certainly think the National Weather Service will confirm it today. It certainly looks, from what I've seen, now I haven't gone to all these individual sites myself to look at the damage, but from what I've seen on television, it looks like there was likely a tornado in Chesapeake Beach.
Okay.
There may have been one in Annandale.
Oh, really? Where the woman was killed. It was a woman that was killed,
A woman was killed in a car.
You know, that talk about really you never know when your number's going to – I mean, that is just pure lightning strike fate. You
random.
Know, the tree just comes down that big-ass tree, and, you know, that's a shame that that had to happen. But I wonder sometimes whether that is a tornado or what they call a microburst.
It could be a microburst, yeah. And that's one of the reasons, you know, people wonder, well, how come we don't know if it was a tornado? Because when you're looking at the radar, you can see the rotation, but the radar can't tell you whether or not that's a funnel cloud that comes down and touches ground. It's a funnel cloud. If it doesn't make contact with the ground, if it makes contact with the ground, it's a tornado.
Right. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you have to wait. The experts go out and they look at the pattern of the damage. Mm-hmm. They look at the type of damage. Mm-hmm. There are certain things.
Estimate the wind speed. That
estimate the wind speed. If there's bark stripped off trees, that tells you a certain thing. If there are 2x4s through cinder blocks, that tells you something. So,
and you also can, you know, there are three kinds of damage when you see. You've got the tornado damage, then you've got just straight wind from a storm, and then sometimes it might be an actual lightning hit that makes a tree go down.
Sure.
But most of the time, those trees go down because of the wind.
Because
from
of
the,
wind damage.
The thunderstorm. And as I was driving back through Centerville, Virginia last night, looking left and right, and there were trees down all over the place. These were young trees, too. Young, vital, virile trees.
It makes it even more tragic.
Let's go to Bobby. One call before we break here from Kansas. Bobby, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Kansas, that says tornadoes to me.
Sure.
It definitely does, and that stuff you guys went through yesterday, we're going to get tonight.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, they said that more tornadoes in the Midwest. So, but out there, you're kind of, I mean, it's old hat to you, isn't it?
It is sometimes, but as far as the tornado warnings go for Beth Ann, down here it's a bunch of farmers looking at the sky. That's a watch. And for the tornado warning, the farmers are gone.
That's how you know.
I like
that's
it.
That's what it boils down to.
That's when they go down into the cellar.
Good definition.
That's how it works. Bobby, thank you very much for the call. And we've got a little bit of programming note. I am going to talk about this, guys, because we are modifying here. Mm-hmm. Due to the fact that we have been kind of skewing towards the end of the show and having to jam all our commercials in, once again, the powers that be have come to me in a very nice way, so you better do it my way or you're going to be fired. You son of a bitch. You fat, lazy Irish F.
Listen to me right now.
You have got to break at between 20 and 22 every single day or you are going to be killed. Yeah. So we're going to start doing that. So don't think that anything's particularly wrong. We're going to come back. We'll talk more with Tony Perkins from Fox 5. We'll have our very first buzz of the afternoon. Look, you're like reading cue cards with me. You're like lip syncing to what I was saying. I swear
really
to God, I was just doing that.
Show.
We'll be back with the first buzz. And Beth Ann's there going, we'll be back with the first buzz.
Or was she whispering,
no, there are no
I love
cue cards.
You.
I'm not reading the teleprompter. It's radio, for Christ's sake.
That's a skill.
And, of course, we'll talk more about working out and watching porn at the same time. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, you know what? Wait. Stop. I'm going to do this. You know what?
Because he's going to take it right up to 22.
No. Okay. Wait, hold on. Hold
Don't
on.
Forget just the threats.
Talk amongst yourselves.
You're going to get us in trouble.
Tony,
this is
good
really.
To have you here.
It's thank you. I'm happy to be here. And
welcome back.
This is actually better for the listeners because, you know, then you don't get the whole long commercial break at the end of the show.
That is true. And, you know, I always, here's the deal. We have fun at the beginning. And, you know,
too
we're
much
sitting
fun,
here
really.
Right now. We could go on for another half hour.
Easily.
It's just the way the show works. But we're not going to do that. And I'm also going to do this. Constantly tweaking.
Calling an audible.
Right now, caller 100-877-365-3636 gets a pair of tickets to see Pearl Jam live.
Wow.
At the Verizon Center, Sunday night, June 22nd. My birthday.
Aww.
At 7:30. Tickets at livenation.com. Why are you counting down?
Because you're running out of time.
Okay, we have to take a short commercial break. We'll come back with the first buzz right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.